Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
And to begin, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
And the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I do not support their right to conceal their name.
Okay. And is that a strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Can you repeat the question?
Is that a strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Could you repeat the question before that?
No problem. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislations to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? And is that strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I oppose their right to conceal their names. Opposed.
Strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers to use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Support or oppose?
I don't say the question slow, please.
No problem. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers to use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I oppose.
Strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Or just somewhat. Strongly opposed. And do you feel your state? Yeah. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
Much too high.
In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
Wasteful.
And a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Support or oppose?
I could care less about animals.
But which one should I record for you? Just more flexibility
oppose.
To use telehealth. Oppose, okay?
Yeah.
The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Support or oppose? Okay. And telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Oppose.
Okay. Veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the Veterinary Professional Associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And how do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis.
They should have to disclose.
But local government should or should not be required to publish public notices?
Should.
And how likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a print or online newspaper? Would you be very unlikely, or just somewhat?
Very unlikely.
A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should or should not?
Should not.
And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Should not.
And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
And do you know how, changing topic for a moment, do you know how to swim? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
They should.
And generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track in general?
Right track.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 70% now. Thank you so much for your time. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
And next, I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one. The first one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Or the second one, public school must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
The first one.
Okay.
The first one.
And in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
I have found housing affordable to me, yes.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced a housing insecurity or struggle to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are, or no, they are not? What do you think?
I think the question is tilted, is what I think. I think the question's bad.
I need to read everything verbatim, but just based on what you have seen or heard, do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community?
I don't want to answer that. Question. Okay.
The next one. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
No, they do not.
And do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocates for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, but how will that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them?
Well, less likely.
And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No, to reject the amendment.
And currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in household with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefit to adults making less than $20,000. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No, reject.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is your age? Just stop me when I get the right category. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed?
Black, African.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
Do I consider myself?
Cuban American?
No, I'm Black.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.